Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on gratitude, based on Thanksgiving. We're going to go through all the things you can be grateful for, including all of the negative things you can be grateful for. But before we get started, let me tell you about some of the things that are happening at the Institute here. Next Sunday, let's find my main document here. So if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find all of the information of what we have going on. We still have our 12th International Sound Healing Conference. We had 6,500 people show up. You can still watch it for free until tomorrow night. And then you can get the videos for $97. Had some amazing presenters if you're interested. We also have a week from tomorrow, Sunday, December 4th, we've got our open house at the Institute here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. It's from 1 to 5. It's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of heart-opening meditations, put everybody on the sound table, and get blissed out. We also have our next semester coming up January 17th at the Institute in Sausalito. And if you pay in full by December 1st, you get $300 off early bird discount. It's half at the Institute and half online. You can start the online portion at any time. Again, it's about how sound affects you physically, which is all about different diseases and pain. Mentally, for brainwave entrainment, for delta, for sleep, theta, for creativity, alpha, for learning, and beta, for overcoming ADD and thinking, and then gamma, for blissing out, and how all the different instruments affect you with different rhythms. And then also, emotionally, we go through how to release stuck emotions with sound, and actually that class is coming up. In about a week and a half. You can also do in classes individually. And also we go over how to transform negative beliefs with sound. We state the negative belief, turn it around backwards, and make the sound of it. Not easy turning around backwards. Okay. Then we go through the spiritual aspect, which is a lot about gratitude, compassion, love, but also the frequency of your soul, and the frequency of source, which I see as all frequencies. So it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We're a vocational school, so we also teach many skills and techniques that you can use to open up your practice. We have to play 70% of our people. And we also go through exactly how sound works in the body and in the universe, not just sound, but vibration. So it's not just sound, it's color, light, electromagnetics, scalar waves, all the different aspects of vibration in the universe. We also get you really high and really peaceful and still over and over, so you can actually do the work better and do any work better, but also teach that to others. So it's also about how to do sound baths and treatments on people as well. So that's at the Institute in Sausalito, but we got the online version. The next start time is this Tuesday, the 29th. Starts about every 2 weeks. So works really well online. If you can't make it here, well, we've got a lot of students, and the feedback is really good. Learn everything we just went through. We also have the recording program starting again in February. I wrote the number one selling books in audio recording and producing. And we go through how to do recording, mixing, producing. We start with the physics of sound, go through all the effects, and we go through using my visual system. I've now got 3 million views. If you want to see something really interesting, check out The Art of Mixing on YouTube. I've got a big mustache and everything. It's really an excellent video on how to do recording. If you want to learn in more detail, we start again in February. We also have our voice analysis class, which is actually how to use the software that we sell. We have a sale going on right now, so it's like $88 off. Big sale going on everything in the whole our store. So the next training for the voice analysis is December 10th, and you can purchase it. You have to purchase by December 1st to join. You can also get a treatment to check it out. If you go to soundtreatmentcenter.com, you'll find it there. We also have another treatment we do, which is where we find your home note, your rhythm of your metabolism, an average of your heart rate and brainwave rate, and we give you CDs tuned to you for delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. And it's really good for anxiety, depression, for brain injuries, for PTSD. We're also using it at the dementia company we're working with right now to help with dementia. So you'll find that also at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our Medical Sound Association meetings. Don't have the next one scheduled, but if you go on medicalsoundassociation.com, you'll see about 25, 30 treatment plans that are really detailed. In the treatment plans, we go through all the medical aspects, the conceptual framework, our approach of how we approach it with sound, safety guidelines, intake questions, and the treatments with sound. We have it for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction, pain, autism, cancer, anger, sleep, schizophrenia, thyroid, traumatic brain injuries, adrenals, blood clots, heart conditions, suggestions, suicide, and end of life. We have over 600 doctors and sound therapists that meet bi-monthly to create these treatment plans. So each one's about 25 to 30 pages long. You can also join just by going to the Medical Sound Association site and clicking join. We also have our intake forms, which are where you can put the symptoms before and after a treatment for different issues and also for different instruments. And we've been collating them for a couple of years now. And we've got 379 entries, and we're getting 68% reduction in symptoms. But you can also search for any health concern like anxiety. And here we got filter. We've now got 223 entries and 71% reduction in symptoms. This is really good data, even though it's not perfectly scientific. A lot of people can use it. I've even used it on doctors, and they actually totally are like, oh my God, 70% reduction in symptoms. So it's very useful. And if you're a practitioner, it's really helpful if you can. It'd be nice to have like 10,000 entries, right? That's where we're headed with that. We also have our Sound Treatment Center that we're about to launch. You can already sign up as a practitioner. And let's see, let me go to the home page here. So it's a one-on-one treatments. You can either sign up to get treatments, although we're probably not going to launch until around mid-January, or sign up to be a practitioner. And you can provide treatments one-on-one. It's really good sound, the best quality. We reprogram Zoom with compressor limiters, and we require everybody to have good mics and everything. We walk you through how to mic everything if you're a practitioner. So it's the best quality, right? And so you can find practitioners here. Again, you can sign up to be a practitioner. And we not only have information about sound here, how sound works, but also we've got a lot of free music and videos for different issues. So you can like find different videos from sound practitioners for specific issues, whether it's depression, anxiety, grief, higher consciousness, and sleep. So check it out, soundtreatmentcenter.com. Yeah. We also have our Sound Education Association. If you go to soundeducationassociation.com, you'll see all of our information about the classes we've created for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And we got five different tracks: physics of vibration, instrument sounds, music, sacred geometry, emotional expression. And we go through exactly how we created the treatments, objectives, all the purposes. We got a lot of detailed purposes based on the books and science on brain development with kids, and also around sound, and not just sound, but vibration, including geometry as well. We've been doing classes with 3 to 6 year olds online, and it's like really incredible. We got really good feedback, and there's hundreds of exercises for each age group that you can actually download here. So that's soundeducationassociation.com. That's about it for now. We're also in the, if you go to soundoflove.com, as I mentioned, we have a sale going on. A lot of our sound lounges and sound tables are 15% off. We also have everything else is 10% off. We got crystal bowls, alchemy bowls with different metals and stuff embedded in them. We've also got our sound chambers and that we're offering now. And these are actual chambers where you could go in and meditate and actually resonate sound. And we've got a full size King's chamber. This is a 3D model of it, inside a dodecahedron, inside an octahedron. We've got one that's actually will resonate at 108 hertz you can have in your backyard. It's about 20, 30 feet high. Or you could do the full-on size King's chamber, which is 34 feet long. It's about 100 feet tall. It'll be quite expensive for that, but it's really powerful. We've got it in virtual reality now, so you can go inside and check it out. If you're interested, email me. If you happen to have a Quest, Oculus, you can go in and check it out now. And so we're selling those as well. So there's a lot of different things, including music. I've got over 60 CDs on here for healing, and also CDs that you can actually play on the body that are frequency CDs. You don't listen to them. But that's at soundoflove.com. Our treatment center, soundtreatmentcenter.com. And that's all the stuff we have happening right now. We also have Sound Baths at the Institute coming up that we'll have posted by next week. So, gratitude. Gratitude is a stable, consistent vibration. The sound associated with it is a vowel, which are all stable, consistent vibrations. All vowels are stable, consistent, and stable, consistent is the definition of peace. Peace is a frequency humming consistently. So gratitude creates peace. It's not, people don't go, when you say make the sound of gratitude, you don't go, ah, right? Or eh, right? No, you go, ooh, ooh. Let me turn on my original sound. Be better quality here. So you go, ooh, right? So it's a very consistent vibration that is really good for you as far as health and just even getting you high. Right. We're going to go through all the different ways you can be, things you can be grateful for. There's so many. If you haven't done your personal gratitude list, I highly recommend it. It's really one of the best things to revert to if you're having any troubles in the world. Right. We'll talk more about it. The interesting thing about gratitude, though, and it's easy to come up with things we're grateful for, right, that are positive. But it's a little tricky to come up with gratitude for the things we don't like. This is major, to be able to be grateful for all the things you don't like. Changes everything. Think about the energy that you feel when you don't like something, especially when you're around it. It's kind of like, right? That energy is really not good for you. It is not flowing. It is not stable and consistent. It is chaotic. It's like, right? It's really not good for you. Dislikes are bad for you. Actually, based on Buddhism, they say even likes are bad for you because then you get attached. Right? But the trick is to be able to have gratitude and change that dislike into something that's okay. Now, it's like, you know, it's tricky when something bad is happening. In fact, it's really tricky. It's possible, but it's tricky. It's much easier to be grateful for something that's bad afterwards. So let's talk about how to be grateful for something that you don't like. Let me share my screen again for those of you on video and show you this as I go through it. So there's all these studies, if you search for it, you'll find them in major universities where they actually study people that have gone through trauma and they ask them, what did you learn from it? And here are some of the things that they learn. First of all, an increased appreciation of life. Warmer relations with others, a recognition of new possibilities for one's life, a greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development, increased compassion for others, especially compassion for others that are going through the same thing that you've gone through. What's really cool, also, sometimes what people do is they actually end up creating a career around a challenge that they overcame. Or maybe they didn't overcome it. And then they study on how to deal with that challenge, and then they show others and how to do it, and that becomes their job. That's really cool. So if you've got some challenge, you know, think about, maybe you could make it into a career. Increased capacity for forgiveness and humility. It's a big one. Increased desire to understand things. A deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things. It's not black and white. Becoming more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. In most cases, when survivors lose home and possessions, they acquire profound, life-changing realization of what truly matters. Most express a deep, prolific gratitude for their survival and make a concerted effort to make better use of their remaining lives. Survivors help one another, express previously unexpressed love for friends, family, and strangers. I remember when the earthquake happened, I was like, I got to know all my neighbors. I was like, oh. And then I called up all my loved ones and said, I love you. Right? Loss brings new appreciation and new understanding. It's tricky, but you can always be grateful for any challenge because of all of these reasons. Right? This is so major. It takes all anxiety out of any challenges you might have coming forward. Now, we're not calling them in. No way. We are not saying, bring them on. No way. No, no. Watch. Be careful with that one. Once I actually said, when we were in a class and we were talking about this. I said, you know, if we were to have a catastrophe, we could all be really ultimately grateful once we got this down. And then this huge heater duct in class fell from the ceiling. We had blood everywhere. One guy had almost a broken arm. My holy crap. Be careful what you say, right? It's like Baba Ram Das was writing a book on getting old, and he imagined what it would be like to get old. And in that moment, he had a horrific stroke and was debilitated the rest of his life. So we are not calling this in, right? We are not even visualizing it. We are saying, if once it's here, already at our door, hey, thank you. Thank you. I had a woman in class. I said, anybody having trouble being grateful for any of their challenges? And she says, I am. I said, okay, what happened? And she said that her mom had just gotten shot in the leg last week and now had lost her job and was going to be homeless. I'm like, holy crap. How can we be grateful for that? I paused a bit and I said, are you closer to your mom? And she goes, oh yeah. And she says, I've even learned to have compassion for the guy who did it already. I'm like, whoa. The Dalai Lama actually says that when someone hurts you, they are hurting themselves. They're actually creating karma for themselves. And they're giving you an opportunity to learn compassion, to practice compassion. You don't learn compassion by studying it. You learn by actually practicing it. So they are sacrificing themselves for you. So you can actually be grateful to them for giving you that opportunity and hurting themselves. That's really cool. Right? This is so major, because when you turn anything you don't like into gratitude, now the energy is all, and there's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no anxiety or fear of any situation coming up, because you know it's for your own growth. I remember when I had a major trauma at one point, somebody said, you know, Dave, they say that you actually plan out your life with your guides before you're born to have as many challenges as you can handle, so that the more challenges you have, the more growth you get. And if you're just totally just humming along with no challenges, you don't grow as much in this lifetime. So it's actually pre-planned that all of these challenges were designed so you could grow as much as possible. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's tricky. Let me play a recording of 20 people actually toning the energy of gratitude. And then we'll go through all the things we can be grateful for that are positive. Okay. So if you like, tone along any vowel. And think of all the things you're grateful for and tone along with this recording of 20 people toning the energy of gratitude and joy. Oh, I got to share my screen. Share my sound. I'll help. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Share sound. Okay. Here you go. Tone along if you like. Here we go. Here it comes. Thank you. again. Think of all the challenges you have and what you've learned from them, and bring up gratitude for them. Okay. If you can't do that, you can always revert to all the things that are positive in your life. So I want to play a video that goes through all the things we can be grateful for. However, there's one thing that I've left out, and that is I've never, ever been hungry a single day of my life, except when I was not able to get back from a hike in time or when I was fasting, right? Never, ever been hungry a single day of my life. And there are millions of people starving right now. Thank you for feeding me, Lord. Thank you. So in this video, I go through a lot of other things you can be grateful for. And again, it's another group toning. So tone along with it as we view this. Okay. If you just do a search for Sound of Gratitude and look for the kitties, you'll find it. Okay. Enjoy. Tone along. Can even be grateful for my mic not working. Maybe it's not close enough. Hopefully it's working now. Just perfect, huh? One thing I've found is that gratitude is the perfect antidote for grief. If you've ever lost anyone, or lost even your keys or anything you're grieving over, especially loved ones or pets, you can totally change it to gratitude. All grief is based on love. And how lucky were you to have such love in your life? How lucky. There are many people that never have that amount of love that you had. Could totally be grateful for it. And just run that energy instead of, grief is not bad. It's actually not a bad vibration to be in for, you know, a short time, couple of weeks, right? But if you're going to run it for years, not good for your system. Great. Gratitude is way better. Way better. There's one other thing that I want to share with you. I've shared before. And that is, if you have a problem, what I like to do is, instead of focusing on the positive, switching it from the negative to the positive, which could even be just focusing on gratitude, I like to focus on all there is. When you tune into multiple things at once, you go into theta, which is a beautiful state, same state of love, same brainwave rate of love, same brainwave rate when you're one with the universe. And when you're tuned into, when you're one with the universe, you're tuned into everything at once. So many things at once. So by tuning into multiple things at once, you can go to a very peaceful, even wise state. So when you have a problem, instead of switching it to the positive, because it's still going to be there, the negative, just waiting to get you in the butt, right? Tune into everything in your life. So don't just focus on one problem. Focus on all your problems. Just add them all up. And then also look at all the things you can be grateful for at the same time. Don't want to leave anything out. Tune into all negative, all positive at the same time. And just go, But you can take that to the extreme. Tune into all negative on the planet. All war, all greed, all pollution, all selfishness, all there is that's negative. All anger, all anxiety, all depression, all negative emotions, all people hurting each other. And look at all the amazing things on this planet. Nature is unbelievable. It's paradise. Look at all the love that people share. Look at all the caring. Look at all the beauty in people's hearts. Look at all the humanity
Look at all the goodwill. And then look at both, all the negative and all the positive. And tune into all of it at once. When you tune into multiple things at once, your brain goes into theta, which is a really peaceful state. You could even go to all there is in the universe, which is a whole state of oneness or unity consciousness, where you see all. In this state, there is no negative and positive. It just is. It's just a frequency. It's just a combination of frequencies. It's just a relationship of frequencies. It's just a musical flow. Sometimes flowing, sometimes not. Whatever it is, it just is. Right? It's all perfect. And when you tune into it's all perfect, again, could easily sink back into gratitude. Thank you for it all being perfect. Thank you. And then make the sound of it. I think of where we're headed is blissing out with just being present with the universe. And then we come back and do gratitude. And then blessing out. Back gratitude. Think of that. Right? What a nice roller coaster. So just imagine, no matter what challenge in the universe could ever come up, no matter how horrible, so to speak, to be in that energy of thank you for this opportunity to grow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can tune into gratitude for just your physical heart. And then feel this gratitude down to the every cell. Let it surround you like a bubble. And then tune into all the gratitude we're running in this call with all the people listening. And then tune into all the gratitude on the whole planet. 400,000 babies born today. A lot of people in gratitude. A lot of people live in gratitude. So tune into all three levels of gratitude at once. The planet, this call, and your own little bubble. Make that sound. Hold that energy. Gratitude for the rest of the weekend. At least the rest of the night. The whole week ahead. Go through every day. Gratitude. Come back to it. Throughout the day. Weeks ahead. Months ahead. Years ahead. Lifetimes. Just doing. Thanks for listening. Thank you.